Based on where this man grew up, you might think his mind would only be on the matters in the big city. That turned out not to be the case, though. He wound up sharing stories mostly from rural and small-town America that still resonate today. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Norman Rockwell was born in 1894 in New York City. Although the city was his home, it was not the place he wanted to be.
He never really loved city life. The thing that he remembered about his childhood as being very pleasant was during the summer going to upstate New York farms or maybe rural places on Long Island as vacation.
Stephanie Plunkett shares the story of Rockwell from the museum devoted to him in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. The boy grew up drawing pictures of characters he heard about from stories read to him. A particular moment in high school was perhaps the one that directed his future endeavors.
He apparently made a highly detailed drawing of Scrooge that even his parents recognized was quite impressive.
At the end of his sophomore year in high school, he left traditional education to attend art school. While there, he began to make art his business.
He actually began working for children's magazines. He had a teacher named Thomas Fogarty, who was a magazine illustrator, and when he was very busy, he would sometimes give his assignments to his most promising students, including Rockwell.
He continued doing illustrations for children's magazines before attempting the leap to something much larger.
He was encouraged by a friend and cartoonist named Victor Clyde Forsythe to submit his portfolio to the Saturday Evening Post, which Rockwell called the greatest show window in America for an illustrator because it had such a high circulation rate.
The Post's editor gave Rockwell three assignments initially. His first work in the Post appeared in May 1916. There's much more to the story, though, of this famous artist. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McCrae.